Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Hercules Kanam. This week is dedicated to some grand instrumentalists of Greek music, and today we'll be appreciating the cool jazz saxophone of a top-class soloist. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, David Lynch. Our guide to David Lynch's art today will be an informative article by Ilan, published in a Vyi newspaper in December 2019. It goes as follows. The most pleasant moments of his life have always been related to nature. He needs to get away, often alone. In the Mexico of his early youth, he watched the seals pass by, conversing with the waves. There, he felt the power of existence being nestled within him. 25 years later, full of experiences, he returned to the same rocks where he sat and felt the same power. Everything was the same. Not a moment had passed. He wondered if the present, the past, or the future coexisted. That 12-year-old child was there again when he realized that time was a human convention, a creation of the mind. As a kid, in his mother's car, he remembers some mornings a voice saying to him, "You're going to be a musician." Years later, in Greece, he understood the message. Someone, something, was telling him that he had no choice, because music is a boundless expression that gave him confidence in himself, and it hasn't betrayed him ever since. Thank you. David Lynch was born in California to a Jewish mother who always enthusiastically supported his choices and an open-minded Irish father, a professional music editor for many Hollywood films and an amateur poet. Every word of father Michael Lynch was important to his son. The father-son communication remained alive across time and place, helping him overcome personal defeats and bringing him closer to self-knowledge. In his Los Angeles neighborhood, the streets were filled with drugs sold by gangs of Chicago friends, immigrants to the paradise of the land of great contrasts. But the arts, theater, and the cinema that David Lynch encountered in his immediate family environment kept him out of trouble. In elementary school, the teacher helped him choose his first musical instrument. David Lynch became stubborn and struggled to prove that he could work wonders with a flute. In the high school concert band, he had a good saxophonist behind him. He envied him. On his 12th birthday, his mother bought him a battered old saxophone, and the young musician did his best to be like him. The progression was rapid. Somewhere along the way came pleasure. In the early small groups, bass's music met the strong rhythms of the Chicago Transit Authority, things that made passers-by dance. Then came the days and nights in Las Vegas. There, the young high school boy learned to orchestrate and transcribe his early compositional ideas when he became the leader of a 10-piece orchestra with 2 trumpets, 4 saxophones, a rhythm section and vocals, with a repertoire far off the usual path of the soul, funk and disco dance music that was then in high demand. David Lynch wrote music for 2 musicals and today considers himself lucky for this practical lesson that gave him confidence and self-assurance. Back once again to LA at the famous Dick Grove Music Workshops on the West Coast, this feeling was cemented. His studies were over, and for 2 rather boring years, David Lynch worked for a large management agency of well-known artists. but in the afternoons he would go up on the roof of his Beverly Hills building and stare out to the sea, rehearsing his new songs and what he played in the evenings, the only white musician in an all black dance band with lots of brass, a musical collective that operated by the rules of communalism, meeting the basic needs of the members. The LA big bands, with their effortless swing, served as a catalyst for the still inexperienced musician. They were good, but not magical, he recalls. And then, with a backpack on his shoulder and a saxophone in his hand, he arrived in Paris, where he stayed and played for a month. The money was enough for one more month. Outgoing, determined to see and experience it all, he met and got to know everyone and everything in the City of Light. In Amsterdam, he played next to the bustling canals for the tips of passers-by. Financially independent now, he decided to go to any place that called him. He left convenient Paris and arrived at San Sebastian in the Basque Country, on his way to Portugal and southern Andalusia. From the Straits of Gibraltar, he made it to Morocco, just for the experience. The Spanish that he had learned during his childhood summers in Mexico was enough to convince the locals that he was just a poor Spaniard and not a typical American tourist. Soon after, the warm climate of the Greek winter brought him, on the Christmas Eve of 1982, to Athens. The city, its people, their directness, and their cheerful character gave him an unprecedented sense of familiarity that conquered him. The soul of Athens really spoke to David Lynch. He met musicians, played in its clubs, slept on friends' floors, until he made up his mind. His first basement house in Exarchia had a telephone, a great luxury, and he started making a living as a member of the orchestra of the unforgettable Yannis Pannos, who was looking for a good flutist. He played with Rakopoulos, Farazis and Fakanas at Have No Jazz Club, Minas Alexiadis, Yorgos Trandalidis, Vangelis Katsoulis and Yorgos Maglaras asked him to play his wind instruments for their records. The fame of the new American musician was spreading around the city. Nightclubs started inviting him to play, perhaps wanting him as an attraction, these fiery, long-haired saxophonists. The lack of sincerity of this easy money street pushed him away. He stayed away from the circles of otherwise very good musicians who did it all, collaborations with superstars that had little musical merit. He didn't regret this when he ended up playing music that really mattered, along Thanos Mikroutsikos, Mimis Plessas, Eleni Karaindrou, Eli Paspala, or when he was experimenting with the group Iskra, alongside Farazis, Touliatos, Fakanas and Barberis. Eventually, he gained worldwide fame with his musical partners, the resourceful and always creative Yotis Kurtsoglou and Stavros Lantzias, as a member of the Human Touch band. he played the music of composer Kyriakos Fetsas, or next to the great traditional artist Vasilis Soukas, he realized that it was time for the album Little Song to be released. Essentially, David was writing compositions that deeply reflected his Greek experience. Ideas and Greek moments were blended with the melodies that this traveler of music was bringing with him. World music was still in its infancy when he, a visitor to the local tradition, was subconsciously paving the way that few other Greek improvisers had followed. These musical experiences came out of the depths of his soul and were captured in Little Song, his first personal album, which made quite an impression. Apergis, Kapilidis, Karipis, Kyrtsoglou, Kurtis, Lantzias, Xidakis, Tsiamoulis, Toulliatos, and many other musicians and good friends of his came and played in the studio, recommended by the sensitive and insightful man and musician, the generator of rhythms, who goes by the name of Nikos Sidirokastritis. In recent years, David Lynch has remained in the spotlight as one of the most in-demand session or solo musicians, always keeping alive the flame of the sought-after and inexhaustible Human Touch band, together with Stavros Lantzias and Yotis Kyrtsoglou. Also, David Lynch has been collaborating with the kids of this magical new generation of Greek musicians who studied jazz in music colleges and universities like the Ionian University at Corfu. He considers these collaborations a challenge that pushes him to study even more, to seek new aesthetics next to young artists who have vision and who have impressed him. He writes things and rehearses all over again. It's an organic process on a daily basis, constantly changing form and fermenting. The source never runs dry. The ideas and the inspirations are inexhaustible. It's up to us to express them, says Lynch. He invites his students, the lucky guys who study beside him, to visit with him the same source of inspiration that Buddha, Sonny Rollins, and Christ once visited, seeking the examples of those who bathed there, the source of creation, communication, the essence of existence and life. Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in the saxophone of David Lynch has come to an end. We listened to tunes from Little Song and read translated excerpts from a 2019 article by Ilan, published on a Vie newspaper. It is time to kiss you goodbye with one more of his sax masterpieces, from our sound engineer Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Hercules Economou. Peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.